Well, the precarious Palaszczuk government in Queensland suffered its first legislative defeat last Thursday, but it was the defeat that was absolutely essential over ridiculous land clearing laws. Now, this is operative in other parts of Australia. And these laws would have restricted farmers' rights to clear their land. It's unbelievable. I mean, the farmer of Australia is the best environmentalist of all. He's kept his land through generation after generation to continue to be productive. The independent MP for Cook, Billy Gordon, voted with the Katter Party and the Liberal National Party to defeat the government's land clearing bill. It was manifestly unfair from any perspective. For a start, it would have operated with retrospective effect, unbelievable, and placed the onus of proof, I don't know who dreams this stuff up, on accused farmers to prove they hadn't breached regulations. Remember I said coming back from Rio, this is the most regulated country you've ever possibly seen. Well, that bill is history now, but farmers aren't out of the woods because the federal government, in an unprecedented move, Environment Department, has issued 9 warrants to freeze tree clearing in North Queensland in the last fortnight. It's blocked land clearing on the Kingvale cattle station on Cape York, even though Kingvale station has a permit issued by the former Queensland Newman government in 2014 to clear 2,900 hectares to make it productive. Unbelievably, the Federal Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, has fallen into line with the bureaucracy. He's proving unable to be an independent thinker, issued a press release defending his department's actions. Last month, the Productivity Commission report found existing land clearing restrictions in Australia fail to balance economic gains with environmental concerns. It found 15% of farm income is being forfeited because of prohibitive over-regulation. It pointed out rightly that $1 of environmental harm is regarded as not acceptable, even if clearing would have produced $1 million of economic benefit. The Palaszczuk government's nonsense legislation has been quite rightly defeated, but now it's time, surely, for the federal government to butt out. But, oh dear, what an over-regulated mess we're in.